Krishna Book, Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 92, Scene 1, Narada Muni answers Vasudeva. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O best of the Kurus, Narada Muni was eager to engage in the worship of Lord Krishna, and so he stayed for some time in Dwaraka, which is always protected by the arms of Govinda. My dear King, in this material world, conditioned souls are confronted by death at every step of their lives. Therefore, who among those conditioned souls would not render service to the lotus feet of Mukunda, who is worshipable even for the greatest of liberated souls? One day, Narada Muni, the sage among demigods, came to the house of Vasudeva. After worshipping Narada with suitable paraphernalia, seating him comfortably and respectfully bowing down to him, Vasudeva spoke the following words, My Lord, your visit, like that of a father to his children, is for the benefit of all living beings. You especially help the most wretched among them, as well as those who are advanced on the path toward the Supreme Lord, Uttama Shloka. The activities of demigods lead to both misery and happiness for the living beings. But the activities of great saints like you, who have accepted the infallible Lord as their very life and soul, result only in the happiness of all beings. Those who worship the demigods receive reciprocation from them in a way just corresponding to their offering. The demigods are attendants of karma, like a person's shadow. But sadhus are actually merciful to the fallen. O Brahmana, although I am satisfied simply by seeing you, I still wish to inquire about those duties which give pleasure to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Any mortal who faithfully hears about them is freed from all kinds of fear. O Narada, in a previous birth on this earth, I worshipped the Supreme Lord Ananta, who alone can award liberation. But because I desired to have a child, I did not worship Krishna for liberation. And thus I was bewildered by the Lord's illusory energy. My dear Narada, you are always true to your vow. So please instruct me clearly, so that by your mercy, I may easily free myself from material existence, which is full of many dangers and keeps us constantly bound in fear. Shukadeva Goswami continued, O King, Devarshi Narada was pleased by the questions of the highly intelligent Vasudeva, because they suggested the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They reminded Narada of Lord Krishna, and thus Narada replied to Vasudeva as follows. O Vasudeva, O best of the Sattvatas, you have quite correctly asked about the eternal duty of the living entity towards the Supreme Lord. Such devotional service to the Lord is so potent that its performance can purify the entire universe. Pure devotional service rendered to the Supreme Lord is spiritually so potent that simply hearing about such transcendental service, by chanting its glories in response, by meditating upon it, by respectfully and faithfully accepting it, or by praising the devotional service of others, even persons who hate the demigods and all other living beings can be immediately purified. Today, you have made me remember my Lord, the supremely blissful personality of Godhead, Narayana. The Supreme Lord is so auspicious that whoever hears and chants about Him becomes completely pious. To explain devotional service of the Lord, sages have related the ancient history of a conversation between the great soul, King Videha, and the nine sons of Rishabhadeva. A long time ago, Swayambhuva Manu had a son named Maharaj Priyavrata, and among Priyavrata's sons was Agnidra. From Agnidra was born Nabhi, whose son was known as Rishabhadev. Sri Rishabhadev is accepted as an expansion of the Supreme Lord Vasudeva. Rishabhadev incarnated in this world to propagate those religious principles that lead living entities to ultimate liberation. Rishabhadev himself had 100 sons, all perfect in Vedic knowledge. Of the 100 sons of Rishabhadev, the eldest, Bharata, was completely devoted to Lord Narayana. It is because of Bharata's fame that this earth planet is now celebrated as the great Bharata Varsha. King Bharata rejected this material world, considering all types of material pleasure to be temporary and useless. Leaving his beautiful young wife and family, King Bharata worshipped Lord Hari by severe austerities, and indeed attained the abode of the Lord after 3 lifetimes. 9 of the remaining sons of Rishabhadeva became rulers of the 9 islands of Bharatavarsha, and they exercised complete sovereignty over this planet. 81 sons became twice-born brahmanas and helped initiate the Vedic path of fruitive sacrifices known as Karmakanda. The 9 remaining sons of Lord Rishabha were greatly fortunate sages who worked vigorously to spread knowledge of the Absolute Truth. They wandered about naked and were very well versed in spiritual science. Their names were Kavi, Havir, Antariksha, Prabuddha, Pipalayana, Avirhotra, Drumila, Chamasa, Karabhajana. These sages wandered the earth, seeing the entire universe with all its gross and subtle objects, simply as a manifestation of the Supreme Lord and as being non-different from the Self. These 9 Yogendras are liberated souls who travel freely to the planets of the demigods, the planets of the perfected mystics, the sadhyas, the heavenly musicians, the yakshas, the human beings, and the minor demigods such as the kinnaras and the nagas. No mundane force can check their free movement, and exactly as they wish, they can travel as well to the worlds of the sages, the angels, the ghostly followers of Lord Shiva, the Vidyadharas, the Brahmanas, and the cows. Once in Ajanava, which was the former name of this earth, these Navayogendras came upon the sacrificial performance of the great soul Maharaj Nimi, which was being carried out under the direction of elevated sages. My dear Vasudeva, seeing those pure devotees of the Lord who rivaled the sun in brilliance, everyone present, the performer of the sacrifice, the brahmanas, and even the sacrificial fires stood in respect. King Nimi of Videha understood that these 9 sages were exalted devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, overjoyed at their auspicious arrival, King Nimi offered them suitable sitting places and worshipped them in a proper way, just as one would worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Overwhelmed by transcendental joy, the king humbly bowed his head and then proceeded to question the nine sages. And those nine great souls glowed with their own effulgence, appearing equal to the four Kumaras, the sons of Lord Brahma. King Videha said, I think that you must be direct associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is famous as the enemy of the demon Madhu. Indeed, pure devotees of Lord Vishnu wander throughout this universe, not for their personal self-interest, but to purify all the conditioned souls. And for the conditioned souls, the human body is most difficult to achieve, and it can be lost at any moment. But I think that even those who have achieved human life rarely gain the association of pure devotees who are dear to the Lord of Vaikuntha. Therefore, O completely sinless ones, I ask you to kindly tell me, what is the supreme good? After all, even one half a moment association with pure devotees within this world of birth and death is a priceless treasure for any man. So please speak about how one engages in devotional service of the Supreme Lord, if you consider me capable of properly hearing these topics. When a living entity offers loving service to the Supreme Lord, the Lord is immediately satisfied, and in return, the Lord will give even his own self to such a surrendered soul. Sri Narada then told Vasudeva, when Maharaj Nimi had thus inquired from the nine Yogendras about devotional service to the Lord, those best of saintly persons sincerely thanked the king for his questions and spoke to Maharaj Nimi with affection in the presence of the members of the sacrificial assembly and the Brahmana priests. The Nava Yogendras answered each of the king's questions one after the other, each one tackling one of the nine questions. And having thus heard the science of devotional service, Nimi, king of Mithila, felt extremely satisfied, and along with the sacrificial priest, offered respectful worship to the sagacious sons of Jayanti, wife of Lord Rishabha. The perfect sages then disappeared from the eyes of everyone present. King Nimi faithfully practiced the principles of spiritual life, which he had learned from the nine Yogendras, and thus King Nimi achieved the supreme goal of life. O greatly fortunate Vasudeva, simply apply with faith these same principles of devotional service which you have just heard, and thus, being freed from material association, you will attain the supreme. Indeed, the whole world has become full with the glories of you and your good wife Devaki, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is known as Lord Hari, has taken the position of your son. My dear Vasudeva, you and Devaki have manifested great transcendental love for Krishna, accepting him as your son. Indeed, you are always seeing the Lord, embracing him, speaking with him, resting with him, sitting together with him, and taking your meals with him. And by such affectionate and intimate association with Krishna, undoubtedly both of you have completely purified your hearts. In other words, you are already perfect. Inimical kings like Shishupal, Poundraka, and Shalva were always thinking about Lord Krishna, even while they were lying down, sitting, or engaging in other activities. They enviously meditated upon the beautiful movements of Krishna, such as Krishna's sporting pastimes, his loving glances upon his devotees, and all the other attractive features displayed by Krishna. Being thus always absorbed in Krishna, those very demons achieved spiritual liberation in the Lord's own abode. So what then can be said of the benedictions offered to those who constantly fix their minds upon Lord Krishna in a favorable, loving mood? Do not think of Krishna as an ordinary child, because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is inexhaustible and is the soul of all beings. Krishna has concealed his inconceivable opulences and is thus outwardly appearing to be an ordinary human being. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, descended to kill all the demoniac kings who were the burden of this earth, and also to protect the saintly devotees. However, both demons and devotees are awarded liberation by Krishna's mercy. Thus, Krishna's transcendental fame spreads throughout the universe. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, having heard this narration, the greatly fortunate Vasudeva was completely struck with wonder. Thus he and his most blessed wife Devaki gave up all illusion and anxiety that had entered their hearts. And anyone who meditates on this pious historical narration with fixed attention will purify him or herself of all contamination in this very life, and thus achieve the highest spiritual perfection. The following are notes on this section. Narada Muni might have been reluctant to instruct Vasudeva because of natural respect for Vasudeva's exalted position as father of Krishna. Narada might have thought that since Vasudeva was already perfect in Krishna consciousness, there was no need to instruct him in the process of devotional service. Therefore, anticipating Narada's possible reluctance, Vasudeva specifically requested Narada to preach to him about devotional service to Krishna. Vasudeva was remembering the words Krishna had first spoken to Vasudeva when Krishna had appeared as four-armed Vishnu in the prison of Kamsa. Vasudeva had heard of the recent curse of the Brahmanas at Pindaraka against the Yadu dynasty, and Vasudeva could understand from this curse that Krishna's disappearance from the earth was imminent. Vasudeva understood that Krishna's manifest pastimes within this universe was coming to an end, and Vasudeva now lamented that he had not directly taken advantage of the opportunity to worship Krishna so that he could go back home, back to Godhead. Vasudeva very much feared the curse of the Brahmanas, for just as one can become perfect by worshipping Vaishnavas, by displeasing Vaishnavas, one can bring about all misfortune. Thus, Vasudeva feared the curse delivered by the Brahmanas at Pindaraka Tirtha. Nimi, the king of Videha, asked 9 questions of the 9 Yogendras, the saintly sons of Lord Rishabha. Number 1, what is the highest good? Number 2, what are the religious principles, dharma, natural proclivities, swabhava, behavior, achar, speech, vakya, and outward symptoms, lakshana, of a Bhagavat or Vaishnav devotee of the Lord? Number 3, what is the external energy of Vishnu, Number 4. How can one become disassociated from Maya? Number 5. What is the true identity of Brahman? Number 6. What are the symptoms of the three types of karma? Karma based on the enjoyment of the fruits of work. Karma offered to the Supreme Lord. And Naishkarmya. Number 7. What are the respective pastimes of the various incarnations of God? Number 8. What is the aim or destination of one who is against the Supreme Lord and thus devoid of bhakti? And number 9. What are the respective colors, forms, and names of the four Yuga avatars, the incarnations of the Supreme Lord, who appear in each of the four ages, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali? And what is the process of worshipping each of them?